The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We're streaming live on the free Odyssey app. You can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. Presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Chris Doering will join us coming up at 7:40 as we talk a little college football. But joining us right now is Spencer Carberry. He's presented by the Centers for Advanced Orthopedics. More physicians, more locations, more advanced care centered around one thing, you. Visit CFAOrtho.com. Good morning, Coach.
Morning, guys.
Hey, Coach, when your team scores 8 goals like it did the other night, do you ever have a sense that that's about to happen before a game?
Not at all. Yeah, I felt pretty good about how we were going to play that night. Even though it was a back-to-back in the travel, like, I was pretty confident that our guys would respond from the Pittsburgh game. But to score that amount, especially the way it happened with most of them coming late in the third period and us kind of making a few really nice plays late that end up in the back of the net, I don't think you're ever really, I got a feeling we're going to get 6 or 7 tonight. I think it's just sometimes you get a feeling on you're going to play well.
Yeah, Coach, I saw you reference the travel in that spot is tough on the team. And then you guys come out and hang an 8 spot on Jordan Binnington. What's it like when you're on the other end of that? Like, you're the coach and your goalie's just getting lit up. You got no answers. Like, you don't want to burn your backup goalie at that point because you got to use that guy in the next game or two. Like, what are those emotions like when you're on the wrong side of a beatdown like that?
Well, I think the unique part of the St. Louis game was the game was a lot tighter than the score for majority of the game. It just in the third period, so we were up 3-1 going into the third. So the game very much still in reach for St. Louis. We thought and expected them to push in the third period. We get an early power play and score to make it 4-1. So that sort of gave us a comfortable 3-goal lead, cushion. Okay, we're going to be able to close this thing out. And then all of a sudden, in whatever it was, like call it an 8-minute span, it was just like goal, 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 goal. And so I think it, as a coach in those spots, you're a little bit caught off guard because you're not even thinking about pulling your goaltender. You're thinking about winning a hockey game. So as you get later in the third period when there's only 6-7 minutes left, usually you're not thinking about, okay, let's pull and put the other guy in. But then all of a sudden it gets to a number that you want to be respectful with your starter. So now I think the end of the day, I think you're just kind of caught off guard at that because that's not how the game script went.
Coach, this is a dorky uniform question, but please humor me here. How often do you guys do blue helmet, blue brain bucket, white sweater, blue pants like you did in St. Louis? And look, if you're going to rip off 8 goals wearing that combo, might want to wear it more often.
So a very clean answer to that is the league just started last year allowing it. Mm. So you're allowed to wear it now where your helmets are not consistent with your jersey color, as long as the team you're playing against, the color, and they've like come up with specific, okay, you can wear it against this team when they're at home, this team, you can't wear it against this team. So as long as it's not close to the home team's dark helmet, then you can do it. So I think we have on the scheduled, don't quote me on this, but I want to say we have two more times where we're going to wear it this year, where we're allowed to wear it, and we are going to.
Excellent.
All right, Coach, so you made news yesterday that you're bringing back an old friend of ours, Lars Eller.
That's what I hear. He used to be on the show.
All the time.
Yeah, weekly. Yep.
Great guy. What was the thinking there? How involved were you in sort of that process and that decision, and what does Lars bring to you guys?
Yeah, I was fairly involved of just having some discussions when this sort of came up, and what I think it does is we're certainly familiar with Lars. He's familiar with, you know, the city, the organization, a ton of the players here. He trains here in the summer. So there's a lot of familiarity there with Lars and his skill set and who he is as a person and the fit into our group. And then as far as where he fits, I think for us, we just identified the center position as, it's funny, in the summer, we felt like we had the questions where, you know, how are you going to fit all these five centermen? But what's happened is Connor McMichael has had a great start to the year and looks fantastic on the left wing.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's put him in a spot where we don't want to move him to the middle. He's looking good on the wing. He's got great chemistry. So right now it feels like, to improve, and this is sort of what management thought is to have an opportunity to bring someone in that we're very familiar with that can give us depth at the center position, which is going to be imperative as, you know, injuries come down and the season runs along. This will help quite a bit.
Coach, can you kind of explain what's going on with Ovi? We were talking about him a couple days ago, okay? And he's got 10 goals in 14 games. Last year, Cakes, you can correct me if I'm wrong. Last year, I think it took 45 games for him to get to 10 goals.
Something. Yeah, it was like, I think it was late December. Don't quote me on that, but it was later in the season.
Call it half the season or half the schedule. But in his shooting percentage, and we talked about his shooting percentage a lot last year, right, Coach?
Yeah.
It was just absurd.
Now it's 20% as opposed to 11.4%. Now, I know it's only 14 games, so that'll go down, but he's just off to an unbelievable start. Can you kind of explain what he's doing differently this year? Is he just catching more of the breaks this year, or is there something different about his game that he's scoring so much?
I think there's a couple things. Like, he looks really, really good, has looked good since the start of camp, is moving well. I mean, he might not admit this, and he would say, you know, it was a typical off-season, same training, you know, like I came in with the same mindset. I felt like at the end of last year and the way it ended in the playoffs, and specifically him, I felt like he was highly, highly motivated this offseason when I talked to him and when he talked about his training regimen. And so coming into the year with some of the moves that we made in the offseason, the way the year ended last year in the playoffs against New York, like, I don't know, I just think maybe, again, he may say you're crazy, but I think there's a little bit of a chip and a little bit of added motivation that he's looked excellent from day one of training camp, from game one of the season, even though at the beginning of the year pucks weren't going in for him the first, whatever it was, 3-4 games. But I still think when you dove into the film, like, he looked really good. So I think that, number one. Two is there's some confidence and pucks have gone in as opposed to the other way, like you touched on about the shooting percentage last year. So there's some confidence. When goal scorers, pucks start to go in for them, it now snowballs. Confidence, you feel really good. Every time you touch a puck, you feel like it's going into the back of the net. And then I would probably point to the last point. I feel like the chemistry with Stromer and us making the move to put Protoss up there and moving O to the right side and putting Protoss on his left side because he is a left shot. I feel like the chemistry on that line has been exceptional, and they've been Protoss has added. He's a big guy. He can skate. He goes and gets pucks on the forecheck. He's a great passer and has great vision. So I think the chemistry on the line has helped as well.
Hey, Coach, while we're on the topic of prolific goal scorers, let's score one for an old-school Caps player that was in attendance during the Pens game, during the Pioneers celebration. I don't know if you saw the video of Dennis Marouk, who potted 60 goals for the Caps back in the 81-82 season. He did the in-game Top Shot promo where he had to shoot at 9 lit targets in the goal, 40 seconds on the clock. He nails them all with 15 seconds to spare.
Sign him up.
He's 68 years old with the quick hands still. What a legend. And cool to see, you know, him and the other guys coming back and taking part in the Caps 50th anniversary celebration.
I did hear about it. I heard about it. We talked about it in the coach's office the next day of, about the roar. It was unbelievable. And I didn't know what was going on at the time. We did talk about it, and I met Dennis at the opening weekend and during all the festivities and that, and watched him play in the alumni game. And hey, those numbers, even when they announced the numbers, guys on our bench, like current players, were like, whoa, when they went down his stat line of 60 goals and what he's accomplished in his career. So that was great to see.
All right, so Toronto tonight. First of all, thanks for joining us on a game night.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no problem.
Toronto played last night, so it's a back-to-backer. They got shut out. They got shut out.
Tired legs
at home. So I'm sure they'll be pissed. Hey. But Toronto is second in the Atlantic. They've got 20 points as well. So talk about game planning for the Maple Leafs.
Yeah, do not for a second take lightly this back-to-back. I don't know if it's just this year or it's just the games that I'm catching or the ones that we're involved in. But I feel like this is whether it's just coincidence or teams underestimating opponents on back to backs. It happened to us against Pittsburgh on Friday night, and then we go to St. Louis. We're on a back to back. They're rested,
and you roll and up eight on them. Yep, that's true.
We just need to be careful and understand that you're going to get a to the point that you made, a pissed off team from the way things went on home ice against Ottawa for them last night. So I don't think we're going to be getting any 75% quote unquote Toronto tonight. It'll be a tough matchup. They're a great team. I don't know if Matthews is going to play tonight, but they still have a ton of firepower with Marner, Nylander, and throughout their lineup. So we're going to need to be ready.
Hey, Coach Carbs, let's clap it up for the Blue Liners. Caps defensemen have combined for 7 goals through the first 14 games this season. In all of last season, they combined for 20 goals. And that's with Chychrun and Matt Roy missing substantial time as well. So, I mean, you have to be thrilled with that offensive production from your defensemen at this point.
Yeah, I think our D deserve a ton of credit for what they've been able to do to enable us to be a lot more productive offensively, and whether pucks are going in the net or they're doing things that are leading to goals for our forwards, I think they've been instrumental in us being able to produce at a lot higher clip offensively. And we're going to need that. You need, in this day and age, you need your defensemen to contribute. They don't necessarily need to score, but to give you help in the rush and be able to give you productive pucks in the offensive zone. And they've been doing a great job of that thus far.
Hey, Coach, quick golf clap here to the Golden Knights. Thank you, Vegas Golden Knights, for trading us Logan Thompson, who's 7-0-0, stopped 24-25 shots against the Blues. I mean, he's on frickin' fire.
Yeah, we feel good about both guys. Like, Logan's, they both have been good, and they're going back and forth, and we've sort of alternated them. And I think I said this to you guys earlier in the year. Like, I think it just gives us, I know they don't love it. They want to play every night, but it gives us an ability to make sure guys are very well rested and the freshest they can possibly be in a grind of a season, playing back to backs, 3 and 4s. And Logan's been fantastic. Chucky's also been right there with him. I know he hasn't won as consistently, but played really solid against Pitt. Didn't get the win.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So we're, feel really good about that position.
All right, Coach, keep it going. Best of luck tonight against Toronto.
Okay, thanks, guys.
Yep. All right, thank you, buddy.
Spencer Carbery, presented by the Centers for Advanced Orthopedics. More physicians, more locations, more advanced care centered around one thing, you. Visit CFAOrtho.com. Coming up next, we'll dive into Commanders, their matchup against the Eagles on Thursday night as we hit the skins here on the Junkies.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.